Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, Audio Trend FM, ESPN. Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go. All right, so last night we had technically our first NFL game, the Hall of Fame game, of course, and the Chargers won it in dominating fashion, 34-7. You know, it was weird kind of the way the Lions did it. I expected them to play Hendon Hooker first and then give Kyle Allen the second half. Instead, it was inverted. Kyle Allen played the first half and was disastrous, 9-14, 91 yards, and two interceptions. And then Hendon Hooker played in the second half, but he didn't look nearly as good as he looked a year ago. It was only 3 of 6 for 18 yards and a pick in a situation where I thought, like, man, this is perfect. You're down 2 scores. You know, by the time you touch it, I think they were down, 17? So this is perfect for Hendon Hooker to just go air it out. I mean, what you said yesterday is you said you trusted the hooker, and you were let down by the hooker last night.
We were all let down by the Hendon.
So I don't know. I don't know what, you know, sometimes, you know, players, you know, don't improve. Maybe that's what's going on with Hendon Hooker. I don't know. Trey Lance looked probably the best he's ever looked. 13 of 20, 120 yards, 2 touchdowns. Again, how much do you really put into this? He was playing against the 3rd, 4th, 5th string defense from the Lions. No starters were out there. I mean, even at the end of it, you know, Chris Collins was like, this game doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know, and or maybe Mike Tirico said that. Either way, the response was like, well, I wish you'd have told me that before the game started.
Although, yeah, why didn't we start with that?
It was great to hear their voices again, though, man. I got to say, like, it just got me back in that, like, Sunday night mode.
Gives
man.
You a little,
like,
you know, little jolt, a little,
you know, cause
extra
I was,
juice.
Like, Sunday nights when you don't have football just are horrible.
Doesn't hit the same.
It's just like, oh,
just
God.
Doesn't hit, yeah.
I got to go to work tomorrow. You know, and like
at least with football, you're like, I just got to watch a great football game. I still have to go back to work.
Well, and the thing that I do sometimes appreciate about Sunday Night Football is like it is one of the few things left that it feels like we convene to do again. You know, that we still convene to do. Like we, you know, you'll get on Twitter during a Sunday Night Football game and people will be tweeting about it. It's like we're all there together. We're all in it. You know.
Yeah, we're all watching the same thing.
Whereas,
at the same
like
time.
You know, when it's not on, everybody's like doing different things, tweeting about different things. You know, so. I just kind of, you kind of start to miss that little community, right? That you, the little fake internet community. I don't know. Maybe it's stupid. So half the time, I don't know what I'm talking about. Right?
With NBC getting the NBA, are we getting Sunday Night Basketball back?
Is that what they did?
I think so. Was it not?
I mean, how stupid would it be for the NBA to go up against the NFL? I would recommend them not do that.
I mean, well, mainly once the NFL is over.
Oh, okay.
You still have most of the season there. Only because, remember, until the NFL is over, Tirico is still just going to do NFL games.
Right.
Afterwards, he's going and doing NBA
games.
Yeah,
I mean, so I guess you have the month of February, you have the month of March, you have a little bit of April.
Playoffs.
You know, I guess if you wanted to do playoffs, yeah. I don't, like, that media deal is so strange to me. Like, I don't know.
They're splitting it up like eight different ways or something. It's odd.
It is. ESPN still has some of it, right?
I believe so, yeah.
ESPN's got some of it. You know, NBC's got some of it. Amazon Prime's got some of it. Yep. I don't even know. Like, so I couldn't tell you. I don't know. I assume they'll go back to Sunday nights. But I don't know that, and I would certainly not recommend them do that during the NFL season. I would not start until after the Super Bowl, but I'm sure they have all that. I mean, I've said before the NBA should stop playing on Christmas.
Really?
Yeah, they should play on Christmas Eve. I mean, that's, you know, because I think maybe there's an NFL game on Christmas Eve, but like it might have just been one. Was it like New Year's? It was like New Year's Eve or New Year's Day or something. Like, I can't remember what my plan was, but it was basically like pick a different holiday to play around, because I think it was Christmas Eve, because there was really nothing going on Christmas Eve that I remember.
And then, well, remember New Year's, you're not going to get the time because New Year's is college football and the Winter Classic.
Right, that day.
Yep. Yeah. You're going to have both those going on the entire day.
Yeah, so yeah, that was the plan. Christmas Eve is wide open. There's all we had last Christmas Eve in 2024 was the Hawaii Bowl. That was it. There were no NBA games.
Yeah.
So I would just own the 24th. That's what I would do.
Yeah, and you could flip it. So like we just said, no NBA games on the 24th.
Yeah.
I assume more, you know, that's for the players to celebrate, be with your family.
Exactly.
All that stuff. Just flip it.
Exactly.
You guys play on the 24th, have the 25th off.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Works for me.
Yeah. So that would be my plan, but well, you know, nobody ever listens to me. It's really
clearly
a shame.
I mean, the university doesn't, you know, they're not taking up your plan on the Big East.
Well, we don't know that yet, but it doesn't seem like there's a lot of traction there. Look, I'm like Van Gogh, man. You know, when I go, when my time is up, I will be appreciated far more than I am
than you
now.
Are right now,
because I think I'm just too much of a visionary, honestly. Like, I think I'm just too forward thinking. Right now, it sounds radical, like the presentation.
Sounds too crazy.
Yeah, like, we
could
never do that. We
could forward thinking.
Who would have ever thought that Memphis could offer $200 million to get into a conference and not take media revenue
for the
first 5 years? I would have never, even I would have said, that's insane. But anyway, I long ago accepted that I will be appreciated more when I'm gone. You know, and that's just the way it is for me, and I accepted that reality. But again, maybe that will be true as well of Trey Lance, who was 13 of 20 last night for 120 yards, 2 touchdowns. I think he could be a viable backup in the NFL. I mean, I can't imagine that there are 64 quarterbacks better than him, you know, in the NFL. I refuse to believe that. He was number 3 overall pick. Obviously, his starts have been limited. He didn't play that many games, you know, and he's only I think he just turned 25. I think he literally is.
Yeah, turned 25 in May.
Yeah. So, I mean, this guy is extremely young. Gabe pointed out to me last night that he's still younger than the kid in New Orleans.
Tyler Shuck.
Yeah, Tyler Shuck. He's still younger than him, and he's been in the NFL for 3-4 years. So, I think there's something there, and I think Jim Harbaugh thinks there's something there.
You think he's fighting for that backup spot with Taylor Heinicke?
Totally. I mean, I think it's – why not? You know, I mean, Heinicke, we know what he is. We know he's just
he is a career backup. We know that.
And now maybe that's what they want. Maybe that's, you know, because there's no...
Because you just want a guy there to hold the clipboard at times. I mean, Herbert's been pretty durable.
I honestly, I think the idea here would be, like, let this kid ball out for three more preseason games
end up on someone else's roster or something like that. I can see that. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's the plan here. And, you know, Jim may not think he's, cut for the gig, but maybe he can turn him into somebody, you know, into a guy that other people believe can be that, and he can get, like, a fourth rounder for him or a fifth rounder for him. You're probably not going to get that. But
no, you'll probably get seven.
Maybe you might get nothing, but, you know, give him a chance.
Bag of footballs.
Yeah. But
some orange slices.
I mean, could he not be a could he not be a factor in that New Orleans Saints race? I mean, come
They've
on.
They got
Rattler, Shuck, and there might be Haener. Come on,
he
can't win that job. I think Trey Lance can win that job. Spencer Rattler looked terrible last year.
Yeah.
You know, and I know people liked him, but I mean, I think Trey Lance would clear him. I really do.
I still can't believe they used, what was it, a second round pick on Tyler Shuck.
Yeah, I don't know what that organization is doing, bro. I truly do not. Who's their coach?
They hired
Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore, yeah, the guy from New Orleans.
That is a disaster waiting to happen, brother. So yeah, that's what that is. I truly think he's just trying to improve his value on the market, and maybe there's a team that'll take a chance on him and give him a backup job, and then see where it goes. But yeah. I thought it was a really good first impression from Trey Lance. Probably the best football game he's ever played in the NFL, to be honest. And Chargers get the win last night. While we're on the subject, though, of the NFL, Terry McLaurin, who has not gotten a brand new contract extension, he's been trying to get it. He's been begging for it. He's been holding out, no traction, no motion. Now he has requested a trade. He held out for the first 4 days of training camp before he ultimately reported on Sunday, but there has been no movement towards a new deal. And now, I guess it wasn't fair to call him a holdout. He was a hold-in. But now he has gone from being a hold-in and placed on the PUP list. Now he is asking for a trade. Team sources, according to ESPN, have said multiple times the Commanders will not trade Terry McLaurin. It's uncertain what interest he will draw from teams, knowing that they would have to surrender a package that tempts Commanders and then pay him more than $30 million a year. Adam Peters, who's the Washington general manager, said, "You'd like to get these things done quicker, but it doesn't always happen that way. Whatever happens along the way, just understand he's a great player, and we want to keep him here." He has been frustrated and disappointed about these negotiations, says he would not step back on the field until there was progression. He does have 1 year left on a three-year, $68 million extension that he signed in 2022. Both sides have talked. There's been no momentum. The sticking point, and it's understandable, and it's the same sticking point that Trey Hendrickson is dealing with in Cincinnati, is age. He would be 31 when this new extension kicks in. And that is just the age of the NFL, whether you're 30, whether you're 31, where teams start to get a little skittish. Now, Tyreek Hill signed an extension last year at 30 for $30 million a year with 52.5 guaranteed. But he was, of course, coming off of really great seasons, two straight years where he had 1,700 yards. Mike Evans signed a two-year deal for $41 million with $35 million guaranteed. He, of course, is basically a Tampa Bay lifer. Which McLaurin is. McLaurin is a Washington Commander lifer. Yep. So I think he looks at that and he says, Mike Evans got an extension for, $41 million. Why can't I get that? I don't know what the offers have been for him. I understand both sides of this. He's only making $15.5 million right now. Mike Evans is getting basically $20 million right now.
Yeah.
And so I think that's kind of just where he's at. Cortland Sutton just signed a four-year, $92 million contract with $41 million guaranteed. I don't know what that comes out to. 92 divided by 4 is 23. So, again, he looks at Cortland Sutton. He's undeniably a better receiver than Cortland Sutton. Like Cortland Sutton, he has been on one team his entire career, right? Like Cortland Sutton, he is the favorite target of a young quarterback. And so I completely understand why Terry, because this is probably it for him. This is probably the last
big
earning opportunity. Yeah. Because in my group chat, college, I'm not going to name the person that said it, but somebody in the group chat that I'm in with these college basketball guys called Terry McLaurin, said he was being a bitch. That's what he said. I'm not going to say the person who it was. He said he was being a bitch for not reporting and not. And I said, whoa. How can you do all that man is trying to do is leverage. The only thing he can do to get an extension that he wants at this point is threaten, right, or request a trade. This is the business, because he doesn't want to play on that 1 year because, God forbid, he get hurt and that's the end of it.
Then he's done.
Then he's not going to get another contract and that's the end of it. So all he's trying to do is just maximize his earn here at 30, 31 years old. And this is the way it goes. You have to utilize the leverage that you have. Now, they did acquire Deebo Samuel, And I think that probably hurts his leverage in the eyes of the organization, because whether we agree with it or not, they probably feel like they can sort of stop the bleeding if McLaurin's not on the field with Debo. Now, Debo's not durable. I mean, Debo to me is not a guy that you can count on. But they may say we think we can, you know, we can survive this one way or another. But I would pay him. I think you reward guys that have been with your organization for their entire. I mean, he has played with some absolute trash over the years. I mean, think about his quarterbacks.
Go back and look. There's some absolute hot garbage in there. And Jeff and I talked about it this morning.
11 different starting quarterbacks he's played with.
That's disgusting.
He started with Case Keenum and Dwayne Haskins, RIP.
RIP.
Then he played with Colt McCoy. Then he played with Alex Smith. Then he played with the great Kyle Allen that we saw last night, how fantastic he is.
Bum.
Taylor Heinicke, Carson Wentz, Sam Howell, and Jaden Daniels. So up until literally this year, he has played with nothing but bums. I think you need to give him hazard pay, you know? And plus, like, he's...
Back taxes, like...
Exactly. Know. Plus, this dude is still awesome, man. Like, what are we doing, you know?
It'd be different if he had, like, a drop-off or a major injury in here. But,
right.
Like, to me, his production, the way that he has played...
Yeah.
The closest thing to him in this whole conversation of these older-ish guys that have ended up getting new contracts is Mike Evans.
Yeah.
Sure, you could say Mike Evans, well, he's been doing it since literally day one out of college. He's almost never... What was his lowest yards per season, Mike Evans? Like 1,100 or something like that?
Mike Evans is a dog.
Automatic 1K.
Yeah. Now, again, he had...
You could say almost the same thing for Terry McLaurin.
Well, and I would say with Mike Evans, like, he had better quarterback play. Like, I mean, even Jameis... Like,
I was going to say, he had more... I don't know, pre-Jameis was...
Who was pre-Jameis?
Blaine Gabbert.
That wasn't long. That didn't last long.
I don't even know who was before that.
Yeah, I mean, he's been in the league since, what, 2014? So,
something like that, yeah.
I mean, he didn't have to play with Blaine Gabbert very long. It's mostly been Jameis Winston, Tom Brady, and Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Caught passes from Josh McCown, Mike Glennon, Fitzpatrick. So it's not always been great.
Not bad, Mike Glennon.
But at the same time, when for his first five seasons, it was Jameis.
Yeah.
And all they did was throw the ball.
Exactly. Like, for what it's worth, sure, we can sit here and say Jameis is probably not the best quarterback, but the numbers are there
for a reason. Jameis Winston is the perfect quarterback to get wide receivers paid. Like, he's the perfect, like, in that time, not now, but.
In one season, think about it, 5K, 30, and 30.
I mean, come on, bro.
Just slinging that rock.
A wide receiver's dream, dude. Mike Evans' dream.
Also an NFC South corner dream.
Was it exactly?
Marshawn Lattimore dream.
Who was opposite Mike Evans in those years?
Oh, geez, because it wasn't Godwin.
Oh, was it Vince Jackson? RIP?
No, was it?
I feel like it was, bro. Yeah, it was. Vincent
really?
Jackson. Yeah. 2012
wow.
to 2016. Yeah. I mean, not the whole time, but I feel like that
for
was
a good handful, yeah.
That was, you know. Damn. I now remember, now he's, you know, man.
Yeah.
Past, sad. But yeah, I mean, that's a quarterback's dream, a wide receiver's dream, no doubt about that. So, look, I'd pay Terry McLaurin, like I said, because he's a lifer, because, you know.
He's been here through the bad times.
Exactly.
Some
right.
of the bad times.
And honestly, like.
He had to deal with Dan Snyder. Give him the money.
Nobody's going to trade for Terry McLaurin.
No.
They're not, because they're not going to pay him, too. That's the hang up. They're not. That's why, you know. Trey Hendrickson, you know, are they going to trade Trey Hendrickson? It's the same problem.
That one to me, like that situation is still, that to me is purely it being a Bengals problem. Almost any other franchise in the league would say, hey, this guy's what, had like at least 15 sacks the last however many seasons in his career?
Yep.
Someone would pay Trey Hendrickson.
No, you're probably right. You're probably right about that, but... Again, it's like, how much are the Bengals going to give? Yeah, and that would be a big part of it. It's like that would hurt your compensation.
But then look at T.J. Watt.
Yeah, Well, that again.
And he's had better, like, worse injury issues.
Yep. But again, he got paid, you know, by the Steelers, who
that's what they do.
Yeah.
That's just what they do.
If you're a Steelers lifer, they're going to reward you for that.
Yeah.
So I hope that they get, you know, a deal done. I think McLaurin is totally understandable in his position, and I do understand that the Commanders have a business to run. But, you know, this is the time to pay guys because you're still on Jaden Daniels' rookie contract.
Yes.
Someday he is going to be making $70 million a year, sooner than you think. So now is the time, you know, let's double down, let's keep everybody together, and let's get the most out of this. Now, the other situation that's sort of unfolding right now is this Micah Parsons. There was a report from Diana Russini this morning over at The Athletic that reported that the relationship between Micah Parsons and the Cowboys has deteriorated to the point where the star pass rusher is considering drastic measures, which could include a trade request or even a declaration that he is severing his relationship with the team. The two sides remain far apart heading into the second week of training camp and are not currently negotiating. Among the key issues, Parsons spoke directly with Cowboys owner Jerry Jones over multiple days in the spring. The team believed those conversations were negotiations and that it had a deal, multiple league sources said, but Parsons believed the talks were just conversations and wanted his agent to handle the negotiations. When his agent attempted to start them, the Cowboys declined to engage with him and told the pass rusher that they believed they already had a deal. Now the team is refusing to engage with Parsons' agent at all, creating a tense standoff amid increasing friction. Parsons is in that last year of his rookie deal. He's at practice, but he's not participating. Four-time Pro Bowl. He is annually among the NFL Defensive Player of the Year favorites and will likely earn more than $40 million a year in his next deal. Parsons has not spoken publicly since July 22nd when he said he wanted to be in Dallas. At the end of the day, they signed the checks. Let's see if they want me to be here. There you go. The Cowboys, as we know, do this every year. They do not care.
I was about to say, how much of this do we think is real?
I think it's real, but the Cowboys always blink.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how much of this is going to end up being an actual issue?
It's really so stupid what Jerry Jones does, because,
like, why do we have to do this every year?
Just
with
for
every
you to blink.
Player.
Just for you to cave, ultimately.
For every player is what he did it with Dak.
He did it with Zeke.
He did it with CeeDee. He did it with Zeke. Like,
Zach Martin, you know?
That wasn't as public, but...
But it was still nasty.
Yes.
I mean, because all these guys are, like, professionals. They've been with the organization for many, many, many years. And...
And a lot of the times, it's coming off that rookie deal, too.
Oh, it almost always is. Like, and don't forget, like, yeah, Dak, they didn't want to pay. There was this whole thing about, when are you going to pay Dak? When are you going to give him the extension? They finally did. But not before, you know, he's in the locker room talking about, you know, am I going to be here? So it's like, why even subject yourself to black eyes if you don't have to take them? You know, like, especially because you always fold. You always fold. If it'd be one thing if, like, sometimes you actually don't want to pay these guys and you don't, and then you have to trade them, and then you're like, every situation is case by case. Like, we evaluate case by case. But you always end up giving these guys what they want anyway. But not before letting, you know.
Not before souring them.
That's right, exactly.
And making yourself look like an ass to the media.
That's exactly right. So it just does not make any logical sense why Jerry Jones plays these games. Why subject yourself to getting kicked in the nuts by the media or a player because now they're disgruntled, they got to take shots, now it gets ugly, fans get involved. Why subject yourself to that punishment when we all know what the end game is anyway? Micah Parsons is not going to be traded from the Dallas Cowboys. Has a defensive player of his age ever been traded? Of his age. I'm not talking about a Warren Sapp when he was 32.
Yeah, no.
A guy that's 26 off his rookie deal. Has a guy like that ever been traded in the history of the NFL? I would say no.
Probably not.
I would guess not.
I'd guess not.
He ain't going to be the first. But, again, this is the stupid games that the Cowboys play. It's just bad business. It's a badly run organization. And that's why they don't win. That's why they don't win. That's why they haven't been. When's the last time they've been to an NFC Championship game?
Before I was born, probably.
1996. which is probably the last time that Jerry Jones had his faculties. Now she's like, he's just this old man who doesn't really know where he's at, who still has this power.
I have found two. I have found two pretty big ones of like edge rushers around that age
being
traded. And they're big ones. Not like, these are not little guys. Jared Allen, when he got traded from Kansas City to Minnesota,
okay,
he was 26.
Yep.
Again, that was for, hear me out, a first, two thirds, and a sixth round pick swap. But that was in 2006.
Right.
So things felt a little different. And this is the really big one.
That feels like not that much.
This one, on the other hand, was quite a bit. Khalil Mack, when he got traded to the Bears.
I should have remembered that one.
He was 27, and that one was for,
that was a haul.
A couple firsts.
Yeah.
A couple seconds. Third, slipped in there. So if that's kind of the framework we're looking at.
I should have remembered Khalil Mack. But again, that was bad business by the Raiders.
That was bad business by the Raiders, and we all said it at the time. Yes. We all looked at that and were like, why are you
trading
that guy?
And they've been terrible since. I mean, they're still kind of reeling from it. Defense hadn't been the same. I mean, they went and got Max Crosby, obviously. They got lucky with that.
I love him.
But he's awesome. He was a fourth rounder. I mean, he got lucky with that.
It was a diamond.
But they're still recovering from that because the defense has sucked every single year, even with Max Crosby. So, I don't remember exactly, 2006, what was going on with Jared Allen. It just feels like this would be such a diabolically terrible decision by the. I even think Micah Parsons, just in terms of the way the NFL media talks about him and NFL fans, I think he's overvalued. I do, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't still have a high ass value. Because if you take him off that defense, you don't have a defense.
No.
Whatever defense you have, you will no longer have if you take Micah Parsons off of it. But again, we're going to have to do the dance. We're going to have to do the do-si-do with Jerry Jones. We're going to have to play the chicken. This is just another tactic from the agent saying we might sever ties with the franchise if you don't get this deal done. Just a mess, bro.
It's just ridiculous.
I think neither player gets traded. That's how I'll bottom line this. I think neither player, neither Terry McLaurin nor Micah Parsons gets traded. Micah will get a new deal. I think Terry might have to play his last year out.
Do you think he will play the last year out? That's the better question.
Yeah, he will.
I do.
I think he will. So that's my official prediction. I'm no Ian Rappaport, but that's what I'm predicting. Micah gets a new deal. They make Terry – because the age difference, right? I mean
– yeah, that's true.
It's easy to just say, all right, well, fine. We'll give you – I don't even know why you're playing the game. The dude's 26. He doesn't get hurt. He's awesome. I can't even really – I can justify the Commanders position a little bit because he's 30, 31 years old.
Receivers have a drop-off 100%. Around that time usually.
Micah Parsons is in his prime. He doesn't get hurt. And without him, like, you literally have no defense. At least the Commanders could say – we got Debo Samuel. We got Jaden Daniels. Like, we'll survive.
Yeah, like, I don't agree with that,
but you can
sure
talk yourself into it. Whereas with Micah, if he's off that team, you cannot talk yourself into that defense being good.
No.
So, I don't know, man. I think somebody needs to – there needs to be a coup in Dallas. Somebody needs to take over and force him out because
Games of Thrones.
I'm a Raider fan, right? I'm a lifelong Raider fan. I know what it feels like to have an old senile man. And I love Al Davis. Like, Al Davis is like my guy. I love him to death for everything he did for the game and the franchise and the impacts that he had. But at the end of his life, he was managing the Raiders so abysmally that it took them a decade to recover. I mean, it truly did. Between the Jamarcus Russell draft, between the Lane Kiffin hire, between, all the bad free agent deals that he did, When you have an old person running things, it tends to not go that well. So
Micah Parsons is like, I'm looking at their defensive depth right now.
Yeah, so I think he gets the deal, but I think
probably
I think Terry unfortunately does not. All right, Penny Hardaway recorded a couple podcasts. I guess it was during that It wasn't
was the, it the EYBL.
Yeah, EYBL yeah. in Memphis. Yep, a couple of months ago. And he sat down with John Calipari, which we heard from. And that's where they kind of talked it up and chopped it up about the exhibition. And then he sat down with the man that could have been the coach in 2016 at Memphis, according to some, but Memphis was not interested, Kelvin Sampson, who, as we talked about, has been to six straight Sweet 16s and was, like, leading for the majority of the championship this year and had a chance to win it at the buzzer. Penny Hardaway sat down with Kelvin Sampson. They talked about a lot. But Kelvin Sampson gave Penny his flowers in a clip in this interview. And honestly, Kelvin Sampson is just, if you listen to him, he's just a great person to listen to. Everything he says is gold, frankly. And to hear him give Penny the compliments and his teams the compliments that he did, I think you guys will enjoy him. This is Kelvin Sampson on Memphis Teams Under Penny. So there you go. That was awesome.
I love that. That's great.
Kelvin Sampson telling Penny that he stole some plays from him. And the thing about Kelvin is that he does not care about gassing you up. Like, there are a lot of coaches, I think, that would sit in that chair and they would just say nice things to Penny just because they're in that chair.
He's sitting there with them, yeah.
Kelvin isn't Kelvin's not going to be disrespectful, right?
No, of course.
But Kelvin wouldn't sit there and say anything that he didn't mean. I feel like I know him well enough to know that. And so to hear Kelvin basically go to bat for Penny, say, hey, I was 0-5, you know, my first five tournaments. You know, it took me time. I think it's a real stamp of Penny. I think Memphis fans should hear that and feel very good about Memphis basketball, that you know, he's stealing Penny's stuff, that he said Memphis was the team that gave him the most fits in the American. You know, and it kind of got me to thinking about what me and Parth wrote today at the Daily Memphian, which is there pressure on Penny Hardaway to win big, right? To quote unquote win big at Memphis next season and beyond. And I kind of just echoed a little bit of what Kelvin said, which I don't think there's pressure on Penny to win big. It would be nice that, you know, if they could get to the Sweet 16. First of all, they won, what, 30 games last year? I mean, basically, that's winning big. I know it's not going to the Final Four, but it's winning big in the context of regular season games. But you know, the pressure to me is just to continue to win the American, make NCAA tournaments consistently every single year, and then you let the chips fall where they may when the bracket is set. I do think that the calculus in college basketball has changed in the last 12 months, as I will tell you guys every chance I get. So to hold Memphis to and I've had to sort of come to this too, to hold Memphis to a historical standard from the years of 1985 to 2009 is probably unfair to the current situation in college sports, because Kentucky has a $15 million roster this year. Texas Tech paid its top guy $4 million. Duke has unlimited money. Even your guys at Ole Miss have a ton of money in basketball, which we would have never thought, right? Ole Miss has never cared about basketball until the last 4 or 5 years.
No, I mean, even then, look at other places across the Tennessee is still putting in money.
So, I mean, look, if the Tigers can do what they said they could do to the Big 12, which is achieve full revenue share of $20.5 million, and they can give basketball $7, $8, $9 million a year or something like that.
However much out of that percent, yeah.
We can revisit this conversation. But as long as Memphis remains at that financial disadvantage, which is only, you know, $11 to $12 million revenue share, so basketball gets about 4 to 5, I think Memphis and Penny just need to focus on outspending and winning the American. I mean, that's to me the goal. The only pressure that I think Penny should feel is just don't invite the NCAA back in. Like, that's the only thing. Because, I mean, we talked about it with Dan Wolk yesterday. It's like, that's the perception that you have to fight back against right now. Yeah. And, I, it's hard because it does predate Penny. It's not all Penny. I mean, Dana Kirk, tax evasion, all the stuff he had going on, Tick Price, all the stuff he had going on, Cal, all the stuff he had going on. You know, this is not a new reputation.
No.
So I don't even want to put it on Penny. All he can do, though, is control what he can control, which is like, hey, while the rest of the time, let's keep the NCAA away. You know, we don't even want them sniffing around. We don't want anything to do with them. So I think that's, you know, winning big would be great. Going to a Sweet 16 would be great. I don't think this is the year for that. It just, you know, unless Aaron Bradshaw, you know, becomes an absolute like top five pick again, you know, cause at one time again, he's top five guy. If he can do that, you know, maybe, but you know, short of that, I just don't necessarily know that that's going to be in the cards. But anyway, Kelvin Sampson had a lot of nice things to say about Penny Hardaway. And as always, you know, I encourage you to check out that full interview. It's on Penny's podcast. Kelvin also had like a clip from practice. I don't know if you saw it.
I didn't. What is?
But he was basically just going off on his team, saying that, you know, we're not serious right now. We'd be great if it was 5-on-0. Unfortunately, basketball is played 5-on-5, he's just so good, man. I love that guy so much. I think he's.
You know what I think the like, is that an old clip or is that from like a recent clip?
The one I was just talking about.
Yeah.
It was from like yesterday. Yeah.
Does he realize it's still July?
Yeah, he said if you're playing in a 1-on-0 tournament, I think you'd be pretty good. But the problem is we play 5-on-5. So
I love that. And the fact that he's doing this in July.
Yeah.
Well, like 2-3 months before the season starts.
Yeah, basically.
Incredible.
He was basically like, you know, he wasn't talking about his team. I kind of misrepresented that. He was talking about this trend of these workout guys. Right? You see them everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
These individual workout guys who just, they put the cones out.
Gym warriors.
Yeah. And that's what Kelvin is talking about. It's like, you know, it's a team sport. So the individual stuff is only going to get
great.
You so far.
Cool. Like, it's awesome.
It looks
you can
good
do
on Instagram.
That, but,
yeah.
Got four other guys on the court.
I think you can certainly, like, fine tune some things individually.
Sure.
With a trainer. But if you're leaning
shooting
on just
shooting
yes.
mechanics,
you know, a little,
you know,
crossover dribble, yeah,
athletic type things,
yeah,
for sure.
But you know, so many guys are just relying on that, and they're not really taking the 5-on-5 stuff as seriously because they just want to get the Instagram posts.
Gonna get them followers up.
Yeah, man, Instagram culture. Anyway, Kelvin Sampson is one of the best to do it, and I love the fact that he's coaching it. He's coaching at a high level, and I love the fact that he said. Nice things about Penny Hardaway. That makes me happy. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Part of the pod, you're going to join us at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, how do you turn to FM, ESPN.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Saturday, Saturday, Saturday. It's your last chance to save at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Save up to 40% off all diamond jewelry and engagement rings. I've been telling you how it works. Any purchase of $9.99 or more, you get free diamond stud earrings. Any purchase of $24.99 or more, you get a free Yeti Tundra. Again, that's purchase of $24.99 or more. This is the time to get over to Robert Irwin Jewelers. If you got to buy some jewelry in the future, you know you got to do it. Might as well go do it now. Get the 40% off of the diamond jewelry and engagement rings. And again, also get those happies, man. She'll love it. This is your last chance. Saturday, Robert Irwin Jewelers Summer of 1000 engagement sale is over. Again, you got till tomorrow. See a store for complete details. Bigger, better diamonds, better prices. Robert Irwin Jewelers. 5 locations online at rijewelers.com. All right, we got some breaking news. What's undeniably probably one of the biggest sports stories, sports media stories of the year. And you know, it's going to be interesting to see sort of how the dust settles on this. But the NFL and ESPN have reached a blockbuster agreement that will place many of the league's top media holdings with the sports network in exchange for equity in ESPN that is potentially worth billions. That's according to The Athletic. Whoa. An official announcement is expected next week. Disney has its earnings call on Wednesday. So this has apparently been in the works for, you know, 4 years. And essentially what we know right now is that ESPN is expected to now have access to Red Zone. They will have access to NFL Network. They will be getting 7 more regular season games. They will get the NFL's fantasy football business. They will have potential to integrate special features, including betting, and potentially more assets. So, I mean, they're basically getting the NFL Network, is what it sounds like.
I think didn't we get some early reporting about this as a possibility, a week or two ago?
Yeah.
And we were wondering kind of how it was going to work, what potential changes were going to be made on this with the NFL Network, and how that's going to end up translating over to ESPN. But now that we're getting some more details on it, I do think it'll be interesting to see if there are any changes to Red Zone. I doubt there will be. I don't know about you, but I feel like that's going to end up being like a NBA on TNT moving to ESPN situation.
I don't know. I honestly don't think
Stephen A. can do a Scott Hansen impression?
Let's hope not. I think Scott Hansen would be a part of this. NFL Network is not going away.
It's just going to be an umbrella.
It will be, you know, like the SEC Network.
Exactly.
And so, of course, you know, SEC offers programming 24/7 about the league. ESPN spends a lot of time on it as well. You know, that is probably going to be the idea here with the NFL Network. So the NFL will be out of the media business completely. That's the idea here. You know, they've been cutting back. They launched the network in 2003. Maybe they thought once upon a time that it could be a potential competitor to ESPN. It did gain some traction. It did have some distribution, but it never quite took, I think, the way that they hoped it would. It was a nice little channel. I don't think I watched it other than for the games.
Yeah. So you got games. Their Sunday pregame show was always really good.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I want to say they covered the majority of the international games.
Yeah.
So there were a lot of times where that's the only place you can end up watching a handful of the games. I didn't watch really any of the, like, panel shows or anything else that they do during the week.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, like Good Morning Football and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now, again, I don't know how much ESPN, according to The Athletic, they do plan to invest in improving NFL Network programming. So,
okay.
You know, they want to turn it into something, is what it sounds like. They want to utilize it.
I wonder how, though, because that's the thing. ESPN, they've already got their own NFL show in NFL Live, mm-hmm. which I don't know about you. I think it's pretty good. I think it's a decent show. It's a pretty good show.
I just don't watch a lot of sports TV, you know, outside of the games.
I usually see that because it's on at the gym. Yeah, it gets,
you don't have to apologize, man.
Yeah.
You know, people like what they like, man. It's all right. I mean, yeah, I know that, like, people, you know, maybe they've won Emmys, been nominated for Emmys, you know, things like that. You know,
got a good group there doing it. It's a It's a good NFL show.
No, I recognize that it's just, you know, I just don't have the time to watch it. You know, I'm doing my own sort of, you know,
I say that obviously in the thought of, okay, if they already have their own, like, designated NFL coverage that isn't SportsCenter. Like, right now they're doing NFL stuff on SportsCenter because training camp, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they already have essentially their own, they own their own competition now for the show that they put on and the channel that they're acquiring. I'm curious to see how they're going to end up parsing that out.
Yeah. I mean, people are very scared about what this means for Red Zone, because the perception and the sentiment that I'm reading right now from comments and tweets and everything like that is like, rip Red Zone. Rest in peace, Red Zone. Like, everything ESPN touches dies. I don't necessarily know that I would say that. You know, I think there's like that. That's the worry with the new, like you said, the TNT show is like, what's ESPN going to do with it? But I do think people should give ESPN a little bit more credit. Like, they're not dummies. Like, they know that they're investing and they're giving away 10% of their equity to the NFL. You know, they're not going to just try to destroy this. Honestly, anything they could do, people would still watch because it's the NFL. But you know, I didn't really watch Red Zone. I did when I didn't have Sunday Ticket, you know, like before it moved to YouTube TV. I watched Red Zone because it was the only thing, it was the only way. It was the only way I could see all the games.
Yeah.
But now that I have Sunday Ticket on YouTube TV, I really don't watch Red Zone.
I will.
I watch the full games. I watch the games I want to watch.
See, I was about to say, that's my thing. Usually whenever my team or someone in the house, if they're rooting for a team, if they're not playing, I'll just flip over to Red Zone.
Right.
Just to try and get as much information as possible.
Right.
You know? And that's the thing. I think both ways of going about it are 100% valid. I mean, like, I'm not as scared for Red Zone because I really do think that ESPN, at the very least, at right now, it feels like they're a lot more in the business. Instead of trying to create their own programming, they recognize what programming is popular, what programming they can acquire as well. Like, some of it they can or they don't want to, that type of thing.
Right.
But they're realizing, because this is the second pretty big show seasonally that they've acquired, and I would probably anticipate they don't plan on producing on their own.
Mm-hmm.
They've already said with the NBA on TNT going over to ESPN, it's still going to be hosted by the same group.
Right.
It's still going to be produced by the same producers in Atlanta. They're not even moving it to Bristol.
Exactly.
They're letting it happen where it happens, because that's part of what makes the show what it is.
Mm.
For something that clearly people enjoy enough to watch every single week and get the ratings that it does, I doubt they're going to do a whole lot with Red Zone.
Yeah.
In a very similar fashion.
I agree. But we shall see. I mean, it's all very new and very fresh, and we don't necessarily know what the plan is. But, you know, the only way I feel like you could ruin it is if you put commercials on it.
Which, I mean, even to them,
because that's the whole thing, is like commercial free.
And they've started adding a few advertisements, but they aren't full length, you know.
Like, they're like side.
It's like a
screen.
Sidebar, yeah. Or like a ticker at the bottom or that type of thing. You're not getting a full 3 minute, you know, commercial break.
Exactly.
It is, okay, there might not be something going on and it's just Scott talking.
Yep.
And they split screen it. Oh, look, a Mercedes commercial.
Yep.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe people are justified, you know, to, I'll be like, is Red Zone going to be like an ESPN? You know, they have that app that they're really, that DCC that they're, you know, how are they going to split all this up? I do lament as a sports fan how much stuff we have to have. It used to be a lot easier. It was just like cable.
Yeah.
That cable got expensive.
Cable, and then it's cool. Cable might have the extra sports package if you want something specific.
That's right. But now we have to have the normal channels.
Cable.
Right. We got to have.
Let's count them up. We need cable.
You got to have cable. We got to have Hulu. Or not Hulu. You got to have Peacock.
Peacock for NBC stuff.
And then they have a couple of games a year on NFL.
Yep.
Got to have Netflix.
Netflix for our holiday games
that
are coming up. You need
Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime
Thursday
for
night.
Thursday Night Football.
And NBA.
That's right. So we're already at four, and each of those things is at least $10 a month.
You're going to have the ESPN app, it feels like.
Whenever that comes out, the DTC. They're
going to put something on there that forces you to buy it.
Absolutely.
So, and then you got to have Sunday Ticket if you want to watch like your team out of market. So, yeah. Which I guess you could replace YouTube TV with cable if you'd like, but it's still an extra expense.
I was going to say, it's extra on top of Sunday Ticket, so you can kind of...
Yeah.
That's both of those.
I feel like we're maybe missing one, but I think those are the
for
main.
For Turner, you need either cable and or HBO Max, because remember, they host stuff that Turner does on HBO Max.
Right, yep. So, I mean, there you go. I mean, it's going to cost you, you know...
That's six or seven different...
Right.
Subscription.
And Peacock has announced it's going up to $10.99 a month. It was $6.99, now it's going up to $10.99. So, you know, you start doing
that. Got to pay off the NBA deal.
Now, my wife buys so much from Amazon that it's just a no-brainer to have Prime.
Oh, wait, I think we forgot one. What about Paramount?
What do they have?
See, that's CBS.
They have, okay. But that's, could cable cover that? There's nothing exclusive on Paramount, right?
In the U.S., there's some soccer things on there that are specific.
All right, well, look, we're not talking about soccer, all right, buddy? We're talking about the main. So I think we can leave Paramount for now.
Paramount is the only, for now.
But until
CBS starts putting stuff on the mountain, we're okay.
That's right. But, I mean, you have to have Amazon Prime, you have to have Peacock, you have to have... this ESPN app, you have to have YouTube TV / cable, you have to have something. So it just gets expensive, man. You're probably spending, I don't know, $1,200 a year, you know, just to be able to watch the stuff on top of, it's probably more because, again, you have to have cable.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I don't have the math in front of me, but it's just annoying, too, because you have to, like, get in and out of the apps. And
mind you, that's without any regionals. That's without RSNs.
That's right.
If we want to watch the Grizzlies here, we got to have
the Bally app,
FanDuel Sports Network.
The FanDuel
FDSN.
Yep, that's right. That is exactly right, man. See, that's annoying.
There's another one. That's the really annoying one.
Yes, because the app has stunk. And
gosh, remember when it used to be like included?
Yeah, it was like Fox Sports Southeast, right?
Mm-hmm.
It used to be really simple,
or like Fox Sports Mid South or Bally Mid South or whatever it was.
Yes, yeah. When it was just that cost so much more on your cable bill, you know. So, and then some places don't even have some. You can only get it if you have cable, I believe. You can't get it if you have YouTube TV. That's the problem. Is that they don't do the regional sports networks on YouTube TV
or any of this? Like, actually, no, they might if you have to pay extra on top of it. For example, we use DirecTV Stream.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Right. No, I mean, YouTube TV does not, even if you pay extra, they do not offer the regionals.
They don't do any RSNs?
So you have to get the individual app, you know? You have to get the, but if you have cable, you can't get Sunday Ticket.
No, you have to have the YouTube TV app. Yep.
So it's just a mess, man. Like, it's just a mess in terms of trying to, it's like you're playing whack-a-mole trying to keep all these damn apps, man. So... You know, luckily for me, because I have like, you know, I'm contracted a lot of the stuff I do. I can write off these expenses, you know, but not everybody has that chance. You know, a lot of people are W-2 salaried employees and they're just fans of sports. So they don't get to write those things off, you know, on their taxes. So I feel bad, man. I feel bad for, you know. How greedy we've gotten and how it's funny. People like lamented cable and said, we need a la carte. Well, now you got it.
And now we're all going to complain about it because it's
kind
of a
pain. Man, we just wish it was all streamlined. It was all in one place, you know? Damn, what a mess. All right, we'll come back. Part of the podcast going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about Memphis basketball, schedule announcements, Sincere Parker, the latest there, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, how do you turn to fam? Yes, man.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.